disciples. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." This is the gospel reading.
Good morning, everyone. Could you hear me at the back as well? Oh, thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your holy presence. Open our hearts and our minds to listen to your word. And bless us through the riches of your love and grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When I was wrestling with today's text, a few words and thoughts struck my mind and spoke to me. And one of those words is blessings. It is a very common word that we usually hear in our prayers, in our worships, in our churches. God loves his people and blesses people. And when God blesses us, we rejoice and we worship him. But often we ignore what God has given us. A minister once was preaching in a church, and he showed a piece of paper to everyone and said, "What can you see?" And one person said, "Yes, I can see a dot in the middle." And he said, "Anything else you see? Can you see anything?" And most of the people said, "No, only a dot." Okay. Then he said, "We usually in our life often distracted by dot-like self-centeredness and ignore God's blessing and God's presence around our lives. The whole white page around this dot represents God's presence and God's blessings in our lives. And sometimes we just focus on ourselves only. It means ignoring God's presence around us. And often we start taking God's blessings for granted. And we begin to ignore and disobey him. Because we are so busy in our lives. Usually forget the blessings are given to us in God's mercy and grace. Yes, blessings come from God. But blessing does not come on their own. Blessings come as a package. And we are very used to package holidays. Our package, other packages, if we think about everyday life. Blessings are always packed with conditions and are linked with instructions from God. And if we see in the Bible that God makes promises to save us and to bless us as his people, but on certain conditions. God says, listen to me, obey my commandments, return to me with repentance. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with strength and soul. And love your neighbor. And I will restore you and bless you with abundance. And we see in the Old Testament that God loves his people. He saves his people. And he blesses people. Why? Because they listened to God. They obeyed him. They did not ignore him. God saved Noah and blessed him. God blessed Abraham. God blessed and saved Joseph. God saved and blessed Moses. God saved and blessed his chosen nation, Israel. The list of God's mercy and kindness on his people is never ending. Let us look at a situation in Judah at the time of Joel. And if I ask you for a moment, please imagine yourself in that situation when Jewish people went through a time of turmoil, a time of devastation. Judah was attacked by locust plague. And the plague nearly destroyed everything in its way. Crop trees and fruits and crops and even the bark of trees were destroyed. And plague attacked like an army, destroyed everything they would eat. No food was left for animals and for humans. There was drought and all crops were failed. Green pastures and forests were destroyed. Animals were suffered and perished. There was destruction and devastation in Judah. And Joel illustrates this devastation as the day of the Lord. Because the people of Judah became prosperous and complacent, taking God for granted, and turned to self-centeredness, adultery, and sin. And God spoke to people of Judah through Prophet Joel. And he warned them of God's impending judgment because of their sins. He conveyed the message of God to his people and asked them to repent and return back to the Lord. The hope is there. It's never too late. You just need to return to the Lord with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. God is merciful. He's gracious. He will listen to you. God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So what happened then? All of them assembled together and came to God in repentance. And God responded to their cries and restored them. They were delivered from their atrocity. The day of the Lord was averted from them. And they were blessed again. because God loves his people. He saves his people and he desires to bless his people. God also promised blessings for the future generations. And if we see the text, it says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. They will see dreams and visions, and they will prophesy. And in Acts chapter 2, we see God fulfilled his promise of sending the blessings of the Holy Spirit on his people. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the disciples. The Holy Spirit is blessing his people. And even today, at this present age, people are blessed with the Holy Spirit. People see dreams and visions. And we heard this morning that Lorraine and William, they shared their dreams. How God is speaking to them. How God is showing his dream, his vision to his people. The mission and message of God is same in the whole history of humanity, in the whole history of Bible, both in Old and New Testament. And even today, and will be same for the rest of our lives and rest of the world. God loves his people. He desires to save us. He desires to bless us. When Jesus began his ministry, he was asking people to repent as the kingdom of God has come near. Jesus came to save us, to give us blessings of life with all its fullness. But Jesus wants us to repent and live a life of submission and obedience. Locust plagues attacked Judah at the time of Joel, and God asked them to repent and return to him. And we see that God saved them and blessed them. What is this means to us today? What is our situation at present? The situation is not very different today from the time of Job. Today's locust plague is attacking individuals, families, communities and nations, and the whole communities and the whole humanity. However, today's locust plague is a bit different. Today we are attacked by the locusts of greed. The greed of a fat bank account. The greed of a latest model car. The greed of a new and luxurious house. The greed of a holiday. And goes on and on. The locusts of selfishness and self-pride. And we say, I am better than anyone. We usually think about ourselves only, our needs and our family's needs. And we ignore everything around us, all other people around us. The locust of hatred and revulsion, resulting into crime, cruelty, violence and war, leaving hundreds and thousands of innocent children, women and men, vulnerable to face poverty and misery, and to leave their homeland, to save their lives, even in this 21st century. Locusts of abuse, abuse of power, abuse of authority, abuse of position. And this list may go on and on and on. All these locusts are slowly but continuously eating humanity and making us dry and rotten and wretched, ready to face God's wrath, the day of the Lord. Have we become complacent like people at the time of Joel? Time to think. Time to ponder. But there is still time to repent. There's still hope for restoration. And there is still chance to be blessed. As Christians, we have hope. And our hope is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is asking us to repent and come back to Him as He desires to restore us, to save us, and bless us. He wants us to follow Him and to be ready to enter into the kingdom of God. As we end the Lent season, a time of meditation, a time of cleansing of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our thoughts and emotions, motives, actions, words, and whole of ourselves. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16-17 verse, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy and you are that temple." We are the temple of God, a dwelling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to be pure and holy and worthy of God's dwelling. And we heard gospel reading, but we heard that Jesus went into the temple. And He made a whip out of cords and cleansed His Father's house to make it holy, pure, and worthy of His almighty name. There is a need for us to make a whip out of Jesus' cross, to throw all kinds of our locusts of greediness, selfishness, hatred, revulsion, and self-pride, to make us holy and pure and worthy of God's dwelling. We need to pull out all our muckiness and grubbiness and put into a whitewashed grave to leave it on one side and come back to Jesus and return back to Him with purity and with holiness. Because Jesus loves us and He wants to save us and bless us. And it's this time of Lent, May I ask you, my brothers and sisters, that we need to spend time with Jesus. Spend time in worship and prayer. Spend time in reverence and humbleness. Enjoy the presence of the Lord in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our lives. Spend time in quietness. Spend time in stillness and let the Holy Spirit choose how God may want to speak to us, how God may want to inspire us today to pave the way for His holy work in our lives in our community, in our world. God may want us to do something differently at this time. And how may we bless people around us and in our community? Submit ourselves to Jesus and let the Holy Spirit to do the work of God in us, in our lives, and see how God may want to save us and bless us. How God may want to show us His vision for His people, for His church, for His world. Because He loves us. He wants to save us. And He wants to bless us. May God bless you. Amen.